Since 7 a.m. Tuesday, activists associated with the Stop Zenith Collaborative have held a vigil outside of Zenith Energy. Zenith Energy exports crude oil from Canada by train. The terminal is located on the Willamette River at the foot of Forest Park, and the rail line runs through North Portland. Fears of derailment and explosion put Zenith Energy as one of the top priorities for student climate strikers last Friday.
Our second demand is to stop Zenith. We are in the middle of a battle.
We are fighting to protect the health of our communities against the drive for profit by a corporation. Zenith Energy, a Texas-based company, has extorted Portland's permit procedure to create a way for themselves to expand their capacity to process Canadian tar sands oil.
I'm sure many of you are familiar with tar sands oil. It is considered to be the worst source of energy on the entire planet for exacerbating climate change. Because of this terminal, there is a stream of mile-long unit trains coming through the gorge and into Portland, carrying this dangerous oil.
And the reality is, trains derail. We've seen it happen on countless occasions. In Watertown, Michigan, in 2015, in Money, Mississippi, in 2017, and in our own beautiful Columbia Gorge in 2016. Just under 2 weeks ago, two engines and three tank cars derailed in North Portland.
When cars are carrying oil, they are extremely explosive. Over a quarter of the people in Multnomah County live within the half-mile blast zone of potential train explosions.
We are through waiting to see what our government will do for us. Will they protect the health and safety of their citizens? Or will our city government get caught up in the profit of these corporations? Is the threat of a lawsuit by the corporation greater than the threat of thousands of Portlanders being engulfed in flames by an oil trail derailment? Hundreds of citizens show up again and again, and what we hear from the city is that they are trying everything they can.
They say they don't have the legal wherewithal to shut Zenith down, but we don't accept that.
More than 100 schools and daycare facilities are within the half-mile blast zone in the event of a derailment, fire, or explosion. The vigil at the facility will last for 60 hours total, ending tonight. Bonnie McKinley with the Collaborative to Stop Zenith spoke to KBOO about the motivations for the protest.
Why are you out here today at this vigil?
Well, it's my shift. We're doing 4-hour shifts of this 60-hour vigil on Zenith. We're keeping our eye on Zenith Energy. We're very concerned that they're shipping and housing tar sands oil through the city of Portland. The city of Portland passed a fossil fuel infrastructure ordinance a few years ago, and we are really looking for action from our elected officials and from the community. We want to build awareness about Zenith Energy's presence in Portland. So starting on Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., people have been coming through in shifts, and supporters of those shifty people coming through and keeping our eye on Zenith and the trains that are coming in and out. These are trains marked with the 1267 oil label. And we're very concerned that tar sands oil, which is probably the most devastating fossil fuel project on planet Earth, Alberta tar sands. Zenith is part of a major operation. They're housed in Houston. They're international. They have operations all over, and here they are in Portland. There's been, as I said, community forums to educate the public. We've also had civil disobedient actions on the tracks around Earth Day and the week after Earth Day. So our main thing right now is urging elected officials to come and join us at our vigil tonight, and to continue to figure out a way to remove this operation from our city. We don't want tar sands oil here or anywhere. It belongs in the ground. It's a very harmful project, and it's very harmful fuel that's to be delivered overseas and burned.
Okay, in far as the harmful pack goes, What sort of impact could Zenith Energy have on Portland?
It's just its very presence. It's tar sands oil. We should not assist in the distribution of tar sands oil here or anywhere. It's a super very bad climate busting substance, and we don't want it.
All right. What action are you hoping would be taken as a result of this collective action today?
Hopefully it'll continue to bring out the public in demands that this company and its operations leave the vicinity.
Activists at the vigil and at the climate strike last week are urging city officials to expel Zenith Energy from city limits. The issue is not solely a local one. Daphne Wysham, the program director for climate justice at the Center for Sustainable Economy, explained that there is a connection between Zenith and Portland and President Trump's financiers.
Well, it's ironic that we're out here on the day when the impeachment of our president has been announced, because one of his top financial backers is a billionaire by the name of Richard A. Kane, who has been contributing to Donald Trump's legal defense. He's also a Koch brothers ally and the primary CEO of Global Partners, which is the tar sands terminal that's downriver from where we're standing right now. Tim Geithner, who is former President Obama's U.S. Treasury Secretary, is the head of Warburg Pincus Corporation, which owns Zenith Corporation, and both Global Partners and Zenith are bringing tar sands by rail down from Alberta's Athabasca tar sands by truck to North Dakota, then by rail down the Columbia River. We've been doing everything possible to try to stop this, along with hundreds of community activists. The mayor says he wants to take action on this. The city council claim that they're adamantly opposed to this, but somehow the construction continues. And, you know, if you take a deep breath around here, you get a headache, you can smell the toxic fumes. It turns out that some of the toxic fumes they want to ship via pipeline under Front Avenue are a close relative to the chemicals that killed 4,000 people in Bhopal, India. It's a chemical called MDI, which is very close to methyl isocyanate that killed a bunch of people in their sleep when Union Carbide, when one of their plants exploded. And
7 years back?
This was about, 40 years ago?
Yeah, I remember. 30 years
ago? Well, a very similar chemical is going to be piped under Front Avenue if they get their permit approved by the city council to mix with all these other toxic diluents and tar sands here at the Zenith Terminal. And should there be a leak, who knows? There's so many other things leaking out of this hazardous fossil fuel infrastructure. It could have very immediate and deadly consequences for workers and people that live within the vicinity of all of this infrastructure. Of course, we're sitting on landfill, and should there be an earthquake, this is an earthquake subduction zone, and none of this infrastructure is built to withstand a major earthquake. Such as the one that we are overdue to experience here in the Portland area. You know, I mean, I find it ironic that we're going after unreinforced masonry in homes, and we aren't dealing with the massive explosion that will occur when this earthquake takes place here in the Portland area with all of this hazardous fossil fuel infrastructure, and the fact that we're adding more hazardous, toxic products to this region with the Zenith Terminal, and that we're bringing the dirtiest tar sands of all, the dirtiest fossil fuel of all, tar sands, at a time when we're facing a climate emergency, is just beyond belief, which is why we have round-the-clock vigil this week during the climate strike week. People have paid a lot of attention to Greta Thunberg, but there's this kind of activity is really important to take action on here in your hometown.
Last night, nearly 100 people stood in solidarity against the increase in oil trains running through Portland during the Night of Illumination ceremony. The 60-hour vigil ends at 7 p.m. this evening near the south end of Zenith's oil facility at 5501 Northwest Front Avenue. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.